You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next month, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco will take on one of President Trump's executive orders. It's the second iteration of a proposed temporary ban on visitors from certain Muslim-majority countries. President Trump is a controversial figure, inexperienced in politics, capricious on key issues, but hardly unprecedented. In fact, a prominent San Franciscan in the 1870s has some remarkable similarities to President Trump. Author Gary Camilla has written in San Francisco Magazine about that historic figure named Dennis Kearney. KALW's Stephen Short asked him to share more.
San Franciscans may think of Dennis Kearney when they see Kearney Street, which crosses the financial district, but that's not so.
No, that's correct. The street is named after General Stephen Kearney. This is Dennis Kearney, who was a rabble-rousing demagogue who came a number of decades after the general who fought in the Mexican-American War.
That's Gary Camilla. So Stephen Kearney, Mexican-American War general, 1847. Dennis Kearney, rabble-rousing demagogue, born in 1847.
So Dennis Kearney was a very odd figure. He began as a small businessman. He ran a draying company, which meant that he had wagons that would haul goods around. And he was opposed to the workingman's cause. He was a capitalist.
One example of Kearney's anti-labor stance was his support for Chinese workers coming to San Francisco, expressly because they worked for lower wages than the resident white population. In July of 1877, a major confrontation erupted. Thousands of white working men attacked the dock where ships carrying Chinese laborers arrived. Kearney, an Irish immigrant himself, helped drive the rioters away. But soon after that, Dennis Kearney made an about-face. He devoted himself to the promotion of a political movement called the Working Men's Party of California.
He began raging violently against speculators and blood-sucking capitalists and their Chinese slaves. So he had this double attack that was very similar to Donald Trump, in which he simultaneously attacked like corrupt businessmen in the same way that Donald Trump attacked Hillary Clinton as being a fat cat and, you know, Washington establishment.
Kearney was a very popular and very persuasive speaker who quickly gained political power. And as with Donald Trump during his election campaign, Kearney didn't directly call for violence against opponents, but it happened. Remember when candidate Trump said he'd support people who roughed up protesters?
All right, yeah, get them out. Try not to hurt them. If you do, I'll defend you in court. Don't worry about it.
Kearney, like Trump, knew how to get a crowd worked up. And once they were...
He would conclude all of these speeches with his trademark closer, "The Chinese must go." And, you know, then all of the men, and they were all men in the audience, would, you know, roar their approval.
And Kearney, the man who once protected Chinese laborers, now inspired violence against them.
Hundreds and thousands of men stormed across San Francisco in these appalling, basically race riots, beating up any Chinese person that they saw in the streets, burning down Chinese laundries, wreaking havoc. And in fact, they had to bring the police in and basically block off each end of Chinatown and prevent these thugs from going in and wreaking even more mayhem in Chinatown.
Kearney's gift for stirring up indignation wasn't solely directed at Chinese.
The most famous or infamous of his escapades was when he led a phalanx of men up to the top of Nob Hill, where the magnate Charles Crocker had built one of those enormously opulent mansions on top of Nob Hill, which many of which were clearly visible from the downtown below. And so when Kearney led his followers to the top of Nob Hill, he cited this as an example of the disgraceful arrogance of the rich. And he thundered, you know, "If I give an order to hang Charles Crocker, it will be done." And he also threatened to give him the worst beating with sticks a man ever had.
Crocker was not beaten with sticks or anything else. Maybe the mob trampled the shrubbery, but that's about it.
They were much more content to burn down the laundries of helpless Chinese who would not be protected by the police. They knew that if they actually tried to do anything to Charles Crocker's mansion, that they would get their own heads cracked.
Dennis Kearney's Working Men's Party won about a third of the seats in the 1878-1879 California Constitutional Convention.
But they, you know, didn't really succeed in getting much legislation through. But one thing that he did get through, or that he was played a key role, certainly, was the now infamous Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882. Which basically froze Chinese immigration into the United States until the 1940s.
While that legislation shaped California's immigration policies, Kearney himself wasn't long for politics.
His own followers got sick of his autocratic ways and he faded from power.
Dennis Kearney returned to business, opening an employment agency.
I think the best word to describe this man overall was he was supremely opportunistic. And in that regard, that's yet another obvious parallel with Donald Trump. You know, it's really quite unclear to what degree Donald Trump actually believes almost anything that he says. He's completely opportunistic.
And that next opportunity for the rabble-rousing demagogue Dennis Kearney was, predictably, more money. He died a rich man in Alameda in 1907. In San Francisco, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.